SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
A ceremony attended by hundreds of traditional owners and government officials to reclaim a traditional Indigenous name. Fraser Island, coined by colonisers and named after shipwreck survivor Eliza Fraser, has been reinstated as Gari, meaning paradise. The Butchala people have for thousands of years used that very name to refer to the island, with the move considered by many to be righting an historic wrong.
Way back in the first time, Birrell, the god who lived in the sky, sent messenger Yindinji down to make the land and other things. Gari is spiritual, created.
Chair of the Butchala Aboriginal Corporation, Auntie Gail Minikin there, relaying the origins of Gari before it was called Fraser Island in the 1830s. This name paid tribute to Scotswoman Eliza Fraser, who was shipwrecked there, a name deemed culturally inappropriate by the Butchala people, as Eliza Fraser wrote a now debunked account depicting Aboriginal people as barbaric, cannibalistic savages.
191 years, people have been told this place is called Fraser Island. This place name has now been changed, and the Butchala people have reclaimed their country's name. And as it was in the beginning, it ever shall be, Gari.
The Queensland government sought community feedback to officially change the World Heritage listed island's name in August last year, receiving almost 6,000 public submissions, with the majority in favour of the name change. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk praising the change as a step towards treaty.
Acknowledging the wrongs of the past in order to build a better, brighter future. In the spirit of reconciliation, we can move forward with mutual respect, recognition, and a willingness to speak and hear the truth of our shared history. One of the ways we can support this commitment to statewide truth-telling and healing is by restoring Indigenous language place names.
The Queensland government last month passed the Path to Treaty Bill, which promotes steps towards reconciliation between First Nations people and the Queensland government. Queensland's newly appointed Minister for Treaty, Condamooka woman Leanne Enoch, says this name reclamation is a long-awaited moment in history.
A truth that every visitor to this place has been breathing in, whether they knew it or not. Today, all of us can now benefit from the reconciled truth of what this place has always been called, Gari. That truth that we are now speaking back into this land becomes part of our combined truth, the Butchala truth, the people of Queensland's truth, the people of Australia's truth.
To coincide with the restoration of Gari, more than 19 hectares of land was transferred to the Butchala Aboriginal Corporation. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.